So in here that I am that we've just taken the name collection. So I put whoever is on here that join up here, and then we have three unaccounted for, but it's okay. Okay. So the next session that we're gonna talk about briefly the current financial condition. And then a little bit of the operation, and I'm gonna go into a brief technical maintenance update. And if there's any new business we need to talk about, we can talk about it before we adjourn. And hopefully, we can get out of here before 7:45. Are we good on this agenda?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna stop sharing, and Jeff, take it away. Your section.
Okay. Let me share my screen. Okay. Is that showing up for you guys?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can't see what I'm showing you now, but anyway, this is going to be a brief kind of recap of the financial status, where we're at, where we've kind of come over the last year. First, starting off with just the what we're going to call the 2023 bank account summary. So at the beginning of last year, in January of 2023, we had about $100,424 in the bank. At the end of the year, in December, the end of December, we had about $78,300, give or take. So the net difference was we were down about $22,125. So when you go look at what that kind of what the breakdown is on where the 22,000 go, we got to go look at what were our contributions for the year, what were our expenses for the year. So this next section kind of shows that breakout, showing that in 2023 we took in about 31,488 in contributions. Our expenses for 2023 totaled up to about 53,613. And when you do this, the math on that, the delta is the 22,125, which was the overrun that we experienced in the account over that 12-month period. Looking at 2023, you know, with the change in the operation of the church, you know, that we decided on, was it last January, February? We decided to make some decisions that would help cut down on expenses. One of them, probably the biggest expense, obviously, was the building we were in, the rent we were paying, which is about $2,000 a month. So that's about $24,000 a year. Now, at the beginning of last year, we did pay the January rent. So really, all we paid for rent last year was $2,000. We didn't pay any of the rest of the year. So that saved us about $22,000. The other thing we were looking at was where could we cut down on expenses, and some of it, just with the format and the situation and the status that we had, say with Herman and whatnot, some of the traveling, some of the other expenses that we had that were outside of, I'm going to call the in-church stuff, like maybe when he's traveling to seminars or whatever, that pretty much fell off. So 2023 is not showing any of that. We basically got this trimmed down probably pretty tight as we can get it. So some of the other expenses associated with operating the church, like operating the internet, PO box, that kind of stuff, that's being taken care of individuals outside of the church funding. So we're not seeing that hit. And then also, Kit has graciously donated his teaching. There's no cost there. So I think right now we've probably got this thing stripped down pretty tight. Out of that 53,000 from last year, at the beginning of the year, that's like I mentioned before, we paid 1 month's rent. That was about 2,000. I think there might have been like two payments paid to the Risley Ministries in January, but those were with funds that had been donated and earmarked specifically for them. But after that, there wasn't any other funding of any ministry activities the rest of the year. So you could basically carve out about $3,000 out of that 53,000, leaving about 50,000 of expenses. And that was primarily the expenses associated with Herman's salary and expenses and whatnot. So 2023 kind of gives us a little bit of a snapshot potentially what we could see going forward. You know, it could be anywhere maybe in the $50,000 to $55,000 range, barring anything that comes up that we're not expecting or anything that we didn't run into in as far as 2023. But I think we've done as good a job as we can of limiting expenses and trying to get it down to where we can operate on a very, very, very tight budget. So that being said, if we look at the current account balance, we're sitting at about $77,469 as of today. That's only about that's a little over, maybe around 1,000 less than what we had at the end of December. You know, and I don't know, that's 77,000 based on, like I said, the count as of today. I don't know if there's some outstanding checks that could hit, but it probably wouldn't move the needle too much. So just to give everybody an idea of where we're at right now, we're at 77,000. Now, if you look at the contributions taken in as of today, we're about 2.5 months into the year. We've taken in about just a shade under 4,400. If you expand that out for the rest of the year, that would be around 21,000. So we're actually trending a little bit lower than we were last year. So there's still a lot of the year left. You know, anything can happen. But just to let everybody know where we stand right now, we're, you know, in with the change and whatnot, we did lose some regular contributors. So there's been the you know, the few that have stuck in there and continue to contribute. And we're thankful for that. But as of right now, we're a little bit behind probably where we were last year. So, you know, at this point, you know, what we pray about it, and the Lord will provide as needed. So as he sees fit. So that's pretty much it from the standpoint of just kind of an overview of expenses, where we're at with the banking account and contributions. Is there any specific questions that anybody has at this point?
No, not from me.
Not me.
Okay. So in the next section, more like a quick talk. Leslie, is the prayer list update still okay as once a week? I just want to make sure we have a confirmation that you're okay with it.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other things that you want us to pray for aside from the prayer list, or any other program that we should be aware of?
Not from my end, if you're talking to me specifically.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So we're good. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Now, lesson on Sunday and Wednesday, Kit, if you want to go over what we talked about before we start the session, before everybody joined for a little bit, mm-hmm. about your plan in this upcoming week, please
sure.
go ahead.
The next couple of weeks, I plan to continue on in Romans chapter 1. And then on Resurrection Sunday, I'll go over the doctrine of resurrection from the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Probably I'll take a week, maybe 2 weeks in September. My wife wants to travel. Now, part of the problem is that I know my wife wants to travel, and then she sees, oh, there's a crash or there's something bad. I don't want to travel now. We'll see.
I'm with her.
Yeah. September, that's our wedding anniversary. That'll be 40 years.
Wow.
We probably want to take a couple weeks off. I know we wanted to go to Greece, and I wanted to go to Portugal. Interesting things to see there. So, but we'll just have to wait and see. It seems like every time I travel, I come home and I get sick for a week. The last time was coming back from Florida, that there was a lady next to me that kept sneezing and coughing, and she didn't have a mask or anything. And then I got COVID the next week. So I assume I got it from her on the plane.
Oh, boy.
At least you didn't get it from Phyllis. So.
Oh no, no, I didn't.
So true. So
like I
true.
say, I'll try and stay in Romans. I had originally for to thought that I would go fairly quickly through chapters 1 through four at least, but it looks like there's just some interesting things that I want to cover. So we'll just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and whatever he provides.
All right. And on Wednesday, we will continue with Sad.
Yeah, it takes me it looks like I'm doing about two hours a day in the afternoon on my studies, and that's all I can get done for 1 week.
Wow.
Just
Yeah.
Herman was like he spent all day every day practically, but I don't have that luxury.
I know,
I
right?
think you're doing great, kid.
Well, thank you.
Yep, sure are.
Yeah. Now on the SAT series, I render the lessons ahead, so we should have more than enough for this year. And if anyone wants some other series after we get done with SAT, please let me know. Just suggest right away so that I can line them up. What I will do is I render the MP3 and convert them into the video so that we can premiere it on YouTube. Okay. Any question on the lessons? All right. Up next is the location online. Are we all still okay with the website, the Facebook, and the YouTube?
I
Yes,
am.
Seems to
fine with
work.
me.
Okay. All right. So then on here, I'm going to show quickly, just a little quick stat here. On YouTube, we have 63 subscribers. Yeah, it's a small group of people, but you know, it works. And these are people that we didn't have before. But you know, on our church, the Spring Valley, we have 285 friends. We used to have more than 300, but some of them were spammers and scammers, so I kicked them out.
Good.
Unfortunately, you know, if you don't behave, then you're out.
Good for you.
I know, right? And then on the, I keep track of the number of countries we have reached. So as of the end of last year, we've reached 159 countries.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Now I put in the new countries that we have not had before and added to it every year to see which one new. So we had Lesotho, Sierra Leone, and Luxembourg added to the list the last year. So that was, yeah, that's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the lists that we have here, you know, the.
Oh, my goodness.
Julie, do
Yeah.
you know, we support the African ministry, and do we have Sierra Leone. Do we have any other African countries that listen, or do they know about us at all?
Oh yeah, we have
Okay. Oh, I
Nigeria,
didn't
the
see all of those. Okay, yeah, my
yeah,
bad.
they're up here, but they've been around for a long time, those
Yeah.
countries. Many of them, I can tell that they actually follow Grace Gospel Mission because every now and then they would email Herman, but of course, Herman doesn't actually reply to the email, so I would see it when I go back in to try to clear it. You know, with that said, and I would just kindly let them know that we'll continue to pray for them, you know, just keep us posted on what they're doing. So Nigeria, Liberia, you know, where Dan and Pat Hill have been administering this very heavily on in that area that we have here. Okay. Like, great question. Any other question, y'all, before I move on to the next one? All right. So next is the leadership status. This is mandatory that we need to confirm if the leadership should continue the same. So what it means is that Herman is our main pastor, and we will continue to pay W-2 to him and his medical expense or whatever not that's needed. And then Kit is assistant pastor, non-officer, and I am the secretary officer, and Jeff Langston would be treasurer officer, and Jim Passmore is the volunteer treasurer in the treasury team, and Brian is our song leader, aka technical assistant, non-officer. Is everybody okay with the continuation as is?
Yes.
Fine with yes. me.
Okay. Anybody disagree? Anybody say no to that? All right. So all approved. Okie dokie. All right. Now next is the affiliations. We will continue to bring up Liberty Youth Group sponsorship, although I don't know if we contribute any money to that, but we consider them affiliation in terms of they can continue to use our EIN for any tax reduction purposes, because we are continuing to add them as part of our mission submission as well. But, is there any opposition to this? Is everybody agree on this?
No, but Julie, let me make one clarification on contributions. Uh-huh. If somebody makes a contribution and they've got an earmark specifically for, say, Liberty Youth or any of the missionaries, uh-huh. then we are taking care of that.
Yeah.
So it just so happened last year, the only earmarked contributions were for Risley at the beginning of the year. But
gotcha.
It could happen, and we will continue to pass those funds on if we receive them.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. Okay. And then we will continue to allow them to use our EIN for tax purposes. Okay. All right. And all approved.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. That yes. makes life easier. Yep. So up next is the technical maintenance. Now we are coming up to the 3-year contract in the next 5 months. And we anticipate that we are going to sign up for another 3 years with cost reduction. It will be somewhere around $275 a month to $250, depending on if I can actually remove some of the video content out to make the site a little bit smaller. But all MP3 will still need to be there, because there's still some statistics that people are still using them.
Julie, okay? Question.
Sure.
Had we prepaid the 3 years before, and we were operating off, we're in the last year of that agreement?
Or each year from church? No, because this is the contribution between Brian and me to the church.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And it will continue to be that way. We are going to continue to pay all of the church website accounts in you know, all the charge.
Okay.
And anything that relates to the internet ministry.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. God gave us, you know, the money to do it. So we'll just continue until we can't. And then we'll let you know if that ever happens. Okay. All right. Any questions so far? All right. Any other business or anything that you want to talk about?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've been asked to do a marriage in October. That'll be the first time I've done it, I'm having to put stuff together. I think it's on a Saturday, so I don't think it'll interfere with the Sunday service. But just kind of a something I've never done before, somebody I know asked me to do it. I talked with Chris Daig. How did he go about it? And in Texas, you don't have to be registered as a pastor or anything. You just if it's required, or if somebody has a question, then you can prove it. And I've got the certificate from Herman as far as the training, and then there's the church constitution that shows me as associate pastor. So that should cover me for any kind of documentation that I need. But I'll have to let you know how it works out. Like I say, this is something brand new for me, and I was happy with just teaching, but God's pushing me, expanding my horizons from teaching in front of people to teaching in front of a camera to doing a wedding, and we'll just see how it goes.
You may get asked to do a funeral at some point, too, or have you done one?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Okay. All right. Jim, you got anything for the new business?
Well, I was wanting to talk about kind of the long-term planning for Herman and Judith.
Okay.
You know, I don't know their financial situation. All I do is I fill out the W-2 and payroll tax forms, but they have their own accountant who does the tax. Bottom line, I don't know how they're fixed, but I would like for us to take care of Herman and Judith. And Herman, you know, when he got sick, yeah, he came to me and he wanted to cut his salary to pay the pastors that were filling in for him. And I asked him and no one would do it anymore. So anyway, I think he feels maybe like he's not earning his keep. I don't know a better way to put it, but I just like whoever reaches out to him to reassure him that, you know, he's laid the foundation for all this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to take care of it.
Oh, I can clarify as well. If Jim or Kit, if you get the chance to talk to Herman about this,
sure,
we need to pay him for the very reason that we are still broadcasting his messages every Wednesday.
Yeah, sure.
We have to pay royalty no matter what.
There you are. Yeah.
Yes. And it will continue that way for the time being, at least. Okay?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the right word? Royalty, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're using his copyrighted stuff, so
yeah.
He deserves it. Yeah, cool. That's a good way to put it. Great.
Yeah.
Good. I agree with what Jim has just said. I felt that way coming in. I still feel that way.
Yes.
I personally think there's no way we could ever repay him for his personal sacrifice and dedication that he's made over almost 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, the man lived for this. He could tell it was just a joy. And even though it was a lot of hard work, you couldn't ask for much more dedication than what he had. I think we're all very thankful for what he's done over the years.
Definitely.
And spreading God's word.
Yes.
Yes.
I definitely feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eve, you have anything to add about this?
The only thing is I agree with everything. I think we owe him this pittance of retirement, since it wasn't planned for and it wasn't taken care of years ago. So it's little enough that we pay his expenses, continue to pay his expenses, and whatever else you have set aside, and certainly these royalties. I think this was a sad thing to find out that the church hadn't taken care of what was promised years ago.
Yeah,
but that's right.
So I'm in agreement.
Yep.
As long as
Leslie, are you okay with this?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. Yes.
Yes. All right. If that's the case, then all who agree say aye.
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 All right. Any other topic before we adjourn the meeting?
I would like to thank everybody on the team for all the hard work they put in.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, and back at you for all your years of handling all the finances.
Yeah. Right.
Nah, I just write checks. No,
it's more than that.
You got a fun job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody is important. You know, the prayer warriors, you know, keeping up with the lessons. And Leslie, we cannot thank you enough for, you know, doing such a wonderful mm-hmm. job with keeping up with all the lists. I mean, the list keeps going for the prayers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Julie, did Phyllis not get in? Because I know she was, I thought, planning to listen. And did she not call in or Zoom in?
She is listening by proxy, meaning that we are recording this lesson and this session, and going to convert it into MP3 and post it. I have to post it publicly anyway because it's required. I'm going to put it as a link in the other, you know, section on our website, and then send her the link.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you all want to say hi to Phyllis, here's your time. Go ahead. Yes.
Hey Phyllis.
Yeah. Kit, you said Phyllis has some conditions, right? That we need to pray for, right?
Yeah, she's got a macular degeneration, and there's a treatment where they actually put a needle in the eye and inject something. It sounds terrible, but I guess it's they can make it rather painless. But I don't know that cures it. What it does is smooth it down.
She said it just it's supposed to keep it, I think, from getting any worse, but it's not going to cure it.
And there was a friend of ours that had that years ago, and he had to have a huge magnifying glass to read the newspaper, and just it was difficult. And I guess at some point, maybe she's already there, she can't drive.
I think she still drives. Yeah.
Still drives? Yeah, okay. And I know that...
By day only.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And please keep up the good work. If anything at all, what we're doing is glorifying the Lord, and people who need to hear the message will get to hear it according to His plan.
Yes.
Hey, Julie, thank you to you and Brian for keeping everything running.
Yeah, most definitely.
We
left you out. For sure.
We did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you for indulging my nerdiness.
This meeting wouldn't be taking effect without you.
Yeah. Right.
Setting it up.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy it. One of you guys, would you like to take the opportunity to lead us in prayer before we adjourn?
Sure. I can lead us in prayer.
All right, Kit, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have at Spring Valley Bible Church to study and teach and grow in grace. We ask for your continued blessing and guidance in the days to come. And we ask for a blessing on our parishioners and those that listen. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.